Good evening. We're in Parashat Lech Lecha, which is a very interesting parasha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, and God told Avram, Lech Lecha ma'artzecha u'meoladetcha u'mebet avicha el ha'aretz asher ereka. Leave your country, your homeland, the house of your father, to the land that I'm going to show you. And I'll make you goy gadol, and I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make you great, and you will be blessed, etc., etc. Unbelievable things. Now they tell us that Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. The first test is the test we are starting this parasha. Good evening. And the last test, which is the Akedat Yitzchak. And in both tests, the word Lech Lecha is being used. The same as it was said in the first test, so it's being said at the last test. And one of the Midrashim says that the first test is like the last test, and the last test is like the first test. And it's very hard to compare the test of leave your country and go to another country from one place to the other place, to compare this to go and slaughter your son. It's, I think, a small difference. How can you even try to compare both tests? So first of all, we have to understand the first test. What exactly is the test here? Avraham Avinu is being told, leave the place where you live, and go and live in a different place. Now, at the place that he is living right now, he is not exactly, let's say, being liked. If you remember last week, he was living in a different place. He was living in Ur Kasdim. His father left Ur Kasdim. Why? The reason that is said in the Bible is because he didn't have any children. So he's saying that he changed the place. Meshane makom, meshane mazal. So he decided to leave and go to another place. And the place where he got to is Haran. So Avraham Avinu is leaving Haran to go eventually to Eretz Yisrael. Is he, from what we see, he's not exactly like, you know, this is this guy that tries to tell people what to do right and that they are wrong, they have to believe in God and they have to do mitzvahs and this and that. And you know, they are all idol worshippers, they don't exactly like his approach. And then God tells him, you know, leave this place where everybody hates you and go to a place where what's going to happen?
Yes, amen.
No, that God is telling him.
You'll be made a big nation.
Oh, you will be made a big nation. You will be blessed, etc., etc., etc. So I'm asking you, if somebody is going to offer you a terrible proposal, you're living amongst the goyim, people that hate Jews and hate whatever you do, they hate, and God is going to come to you and tell you, leave this place where everybody hates you, and go to the land where I'm going to give you everything you need. You're going to get a house in Ra'anana, 2 cars, everything is furnished with the best furniture, both from Hamburger Brothers, and electric-wise, everything the best. And the only thing you have to do is sit and learn a little Torah, and you're going to get a salary of $1 million a month. Right. Now, what are you going to say? Would you think about this offer?
No.
What would you do?
Do it.
Would you consider this as a test?
No.
Yes.
What test?
Believing that that's going to be...
this is God talking to you, and you know, it's not a guy from the street promising. It's not Donald Trump.
No.
This is God himself telling you, I'm going to give you everything. And you believe in God, and God is talking to you, so?
Do it.
Well, you will run and do it. What do you mean? I'm going to get everything I want in life and leave this place where people hate me? So what exactly is the test here?
That's a win-win situation.
Exactly. And this you compare to go and slaughter your son? How can you compare it? Exactly. Now we have to see and learn exactly what Hashem said. Look at the word. The words are very important here. Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. God is telling Avram, go leave the country, etc. What is Avram Avinu doing? And pasuk dalet, vayelech Avram ka'asher diber elav Hashem vayelech ito lot ve'Avram ben chamesh shanim. Do you see something different? Or do you notice something interesting when we are being told that Avraham Avinu is leaving the place and doing exactly what God is telling him to do? I will give you a clue.
Yeah, one says go for yourself, and the other is saying that Hashem spoke to him.
No, I'm sorry. Now here we have a problem. Why? Look at the Hebrew words. Because in English, I don't know what I explain, but it's going to be difficult to be. What is being explained when it says Vayomer? The first pasuk, what is the first word saying in English? What is the translation you've got?
Hashem said.
Hashem said. And what is written when he's going in pasuk Daled?
Vayomer.
So,
he's going.
Went.
Yeah, and what? Kasher?
Dibor. It's two different words.
I'm saying, but what is the translation saying?
Abraham went as Hashem had spoken to him.
In other words, there is no difference in English between the first pasuk and this pasuk. But in Hebrew, there is a difference. What did you say? Exactly. There is a difference. You know, when we say, and you, by the way, you will see it a lot.
Even in English, it's a little different.
No, what is the difference? Tell me.
One of them is saying that Abraham went and God has spoken to him. It's like a past tense.
Oh, yes.
He went, and then God spoke to him. The other one is that Hashem spoke to him first, and then he went.
No, he said, then spoke.
That's not the point here is very interesting. That's a problem. You know, this is only in Hebrew we can explain it.
Oh, okay.
And we'll come to it in a minute. And you, by the way, this is a thing that comes a lot. Vayomer vedaber. Those are two verbs that are saying the same, but it's not the same. Because other ways, the Torah will use one word and that's it. But the Torah is using sometimes Vayomer and sometimes Vaydaber. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Vayomer is always being used when it's something good or when it's something to elevate you. Daber is being all when it's a command or when it's something, a duty that you have to do, or it's something very hard to do. Okay? So God is using the word Vayomer, which means this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Going to be elevated, you're going to be rich, you're going to be famous. But what is Avraham Avinu doing? Kasher Diber. Avraham Avinu is not interested in being rich, in being famous. He is interested in only one thing. God told me to go. I am going. I am doing what God commanded me to do. Not because I'm being promised all this wealth and health and blessed, everything. That's not what Avraham Avinu is concerned about. That's why one word tells us a whole story. Vayomer, and then Kasher Diber, and it's shouting to you from what's written. That's the way we learn the Torah. Because we have to understand that if the Torah uses certain words describing the same thing with a different word, it means something. And in our case, it's to tell us that this is exactly the test. To see what is motivating Avraham Avinu. His welfare or what God tells him to do?
What God tells him to do.
That's why this test is exactly like the last test. Because the Midrash wants to tell us. You would think that for Avraham Avinu to do what God is telling him to do, go and slaughter your son, Chas v'Shalom, is much harder or is a much bigger test than the first test. The Torah is telling us, no. It's exactly the same thing. And if you think about it, to take yourself out of what God is telling you and what you're going to benefit out of it is not a very easy thing to do. Because normally you would think, okay, I'm doing what God is telling me to do, but in my mind I will have this idea that I'm going to be rich, famous, healthy, blessed. But what Avraham Avinu manages to do is to take all this aside, and the only thing in his mind is, God commanded, I'm doing. And by the way, the same thing is in Akedat Yitzchak. In Akedat Yitzchak, even that eventually he's not doing anything to his son, but he's doing it to this isle, to the, how do you call isle in English?
A ram.
Yeah. He's doing it to a ram. But in his mind, he's doing it, and we talked about it, to his son.
Yeah, but when he started out, it was for his son.
I'm saying, so in other words, we see that Avraham Avinu is a guy that believes in God in a way that the only thing that concerns Avraham Avinu is not his own welfare. It's the welfare of God. In other words, for him, the most important thing in life is do what God wants me to do. That's why he's being chosen to be the father of the nation. Because he has the power to take the message to the next generation. And this is an unbelievable start to this parasha, to tell us that who is Avraham Avinu really? It's not easy to understand. It's not easy to digest because we're talking about two sides. One is like it doesn't look even as a test, and the other one looks like a terrible test that nobody can stand. But that's exactly what the Torah wants to tell us.
Yeah, but he argues with God. It doesn't just in different way. He didn't.
It's no problem. But when does he argue with God about what?
When he wanted him to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
So what is this? Is this an argument with God for what?
For people.
And what God wants from us? That's exactly what God wants from us. That's exactly the point. That's Avraham Avinu. He doesn't argue about, I have to go and take my son. No argument. Bo'ena Shiloinam, your only son. But that's clear to him. If God tells me directly to do this, I'm doing it. But when God gives me the option, the opportunity to ask, I'm going to ask, even for those evil people of Sodom. When we'll get there, we'll see it. That's exactly Avraham Avinu. That's Amud HaChesed. But it's all built of love to God. If you love God, you love human being. That's it. We talked about it a lot. Yes.
You have to analyze Avraham. Here we are, no matter what reverence he had for Hashem, that without a word of this, and then he's talking about killing his son. How does you get the human emotion isolate completely?
That's the test.
I mean,
that's what you're saying now is exactly the test. When we get there, we'll talk about it. But we have another parsha before we get to the Akedat Yitzchak. So now we're in the beginning, in the first test.
Okay.
When we want to understand this test. So first of all, we saw that words have meaning. And we saw that Lech Lecha is being used in the first test and in the last test. Now, let's understand another interesting point. Normally, when you go out from a place, you would go out first from your home, then from your town, and then from your state. Okay? What's written here?
Yeah.
Exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Lech lecha me'artzecha, umimoladetcha, umibet avicha. Go from your country, go from your town, from your homeland, the hometown, then go from your home. But if you go out from the country, you already went out of all those other places.
Amen.
So this is wrong. Or the Torah here again wants to tell us something. What is the Torah trying to tell us? First of all, where is he going out from?
He's not going from his...
He's going from Haran.
He's going from Haran. That's nothing to do with what's written here. So we see that it's not the right order, it looks like a lie. It's not true. But we have to understand what is the Torah trying to tell us. Avraham Avinu is going on a mission to start a new world. He is the father of the Jewish nation. Now, in order to do this, let's say somebody wants to become Jewish, or let's say he is a sinner and he wants to do tshuva. What would you tell him to do? Go from one side to the other side, or you're going to tell him
gradually?
We're talking about the dream of Jacob a lot. It's a ladder. Why is it a ladder? Because you climb at the ladder step by step. You cannot jump to the last step. And if you do this, you get nothing. For example, just to understand it, if I am going up a building of 10 floors and I want to go down, now I have the stairs and I have the roof. I've got two ways to go down. One is a quick way and one is a slow way. The quick way is jumping. It's very quick. Now, what's going to happen when I'm jumping? I will get there very quickly, but not in one piece. From the other side, if I go down on the stairs, it will take me more time, but I will get there
in one piece.
In one piece. In other words, if you want to get to a certain level, or to a certain place, or certain state in life, you cannot just jump from one side of the map to the other side. You have to go through a procedure. And that's what the Torah is telling us. If you want to become Avraham Avinu, from being raised up in an environment of idol worshippers, so you have to do it in a clever way. So God is telling him, first of all, leave all the wrong behavior of the country. It's not easy, but it's much easier than leave your chevre, your friends, those that you go around with, go to parties. So first of all, leave the general situation which you are in, which is the state.
Is it because the influence of the chevre has got a very strong influence on the character of the people in that chevra?
Exactly. So I'm much more influenced by the people around me than the people that live in Netanya or in Petach Tikva or in Haifa, or people that are not related to me. I've got nothing to do with them. So it's very easy for me to leave all those behaviors because I'm not connected with my soul, and it's much easier. Then, when I get closer to me, it's starting to get harder. And after I leave the country, I leave the friends that I'm going around with, then it's the most hard thing is to leave your home, where you were raised, where the behavior of your home, it's like somebody starts to keep kosher in a house that has nobody keeps kosher. We all know it's a big fight. It's not easy to come to your parents one day and say, I did tshuva. Now, if you do it in a way like this, like one day you just come and it's not going to work. You have to do it in stages. The same way somebody is doing tshuva, in the beginning they tell him, you know what, light candles on Shabbos. Then they tell him, you know, don't smoke on Shabbos. Then they tell him, you know what, don't drive on Shabbos. And slowly but surely, he's getting there. You cannot tell somebody who was used all his life to do certain things to break everything and move to the other side. And that's exactly what Torah is trying to tell us. When we go on our own way, we have to do it step by step. Lech lecha me'artzecha, mimoladetcha, u'mibet avicha.
It's not like today when you make RDR, you've got autocell phone companies which make it very cheap to keep up with all your friends and chutzah, but you're in touch with them.
It's like you don't have to go far. See all people like from coming from America or from England, English speakers. What do they do here? They come and live with people like them. They don't speak a word in Hebrew. I don't know how much Hebrew you speak, but that's exactly the problem. So in other words, you take your environment with you, because it's not easy to leave everything.
When we came on Aliyah, they told us before that we went to a meeting and they said, if you want to learn Hebrew and be with everybody, you should not live in Ramana.
Yeah, but it's easy to say.
Yeah.
But not easy to. That's exactly the point we're talking about.
Yeah,
of course. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that that's exactly the point. We have to do it in stages in order to get to that. See, the best way when I do Aliyah, and I come from a place, and I want to come to Eretz Yisrael to do Aliyah, if I will go to a place where nobody talks my language, and nobody knows my behavior, like, you know, everybody comes with his own habits and the food he likes, the games he likes, all those things, you know, if you come to an environment where it's nothing there, it's going to break you. So what do people normally do? When they move from one place to other place, they try and find a place where there are people like them. So then they can mingle much easier, and then slowly but surely they go and mingle also in the normal environment. And I'm sure that each one of us, at a level, in his own level, of course, went through this procedure, and Baruch Hashem, it works. You cannot do it like from one place to another place. That's
well,
it.
Well, I had to do it in Switzerland.
Was it easy?
I went straight from England to Switzerland, and in a completely different environment.
But it's still European.
Yes.
Think about the people that come from the Yekes, for example, that came from Germany to Israel, where it was nothing there, nothing here. Think about how they, what a shock they got.
Well, the same thing here, because I came from Yekes.
Exactly. So I'm saying, so the Torah is telling us how to do it. You do it in stages. That's exactly the point, because otherwise you will break. Yes.
What about Yetziat Mitzrayim?
What about it?
Well, people went from slavery to get
and what happened?
So that had to do. Well,
they had to go in the desert for 40 years.
Yeah,
exactly. Didn't work out. It's another. Yeah, very good. It's another lesson. Doesn't work. Now I want to show you another. I don't know if we talked about it in the past, but it's something very interesting here. Does God tell Avram where he's going?
No.
Does Avram know where to go?
No.
He knows.
God will show him.
He knows. Vayikach Avram in Pasuk. In Pasuk, 1 minute. Yes, Pasuk. I cannot see. Pasuk Hey, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Vayikach, Pasuk Hey.
Yeah.
Vayikach Avram et Sarah Ishto. He takes his wife and Lot, etc. And then, Vayetzu lalechet arza Kanaan. So where is he going to? Is it written where is he going? Yes?
No.
So how does he know where to go? How does he know where to go? Did anybody tell him where to go?
He doesn't have a map.
Well, he assumes that when Hashem is telling him to go.
Where?
Yeah, but Hashem is telling more or less, you go and I'll tell you how to get there.
But see, this is very interesting. It says, "Vayetzu lalechet arza Kanaan." It's not saying they went as God told them where to go.
No.
It's told they went. In other words, Avram Avinu knows exactly where to go. And there's another strange thing. "Vayavohu arza Kanaan." Now explain to me what's written here.
He went out to Kanaan. He came to Kanaan.
I went to Jerusalem and got to Jerusalem. What's the Torah telling me? If I went to Jerusalem, of course I will get to Jerusalem. What does the Torah try to tell us? There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot. Have you got the Siddur here? Let's see if I've got it written somewhere here. I need Pirkei Avot.
My Siddur.
Well, for me, it wasn't a nisayon to come to Israel because I lived 10 years. For me, it wasn't a nisayon to come to Israel because I lived 10 years in the little house with Israelis and I learned Hebrew from them.
And okay, very good.
And now I see I'm in touch with all my friends in Hutzaret.
Okay.
And today you even got video.
But that's exactly what the Torah is trying to tell us. Everybody has to do it in a way it's going to motivate him to get to the right place. So if you have help, why not? Nobody tells you, just go and leave everything behind you. It depends where you are, where you were born, and where are your friends. If your friends are bad company, of course you leave them. But if they're good company, you don't have to leave them. And here, let's go. Mincha. Okay. Perek. It's Perek Hei Avot. In Pirkei Avot, a very interesting Mishnah, tells us, okay. Asara dorot, minoach ve'ad Avram, 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Leodia, to tell us, kama erech hapaim, how merciful God is. Shekol adorot hayu machisim, all those generations were making God very angry. At Sheba Avram, till Avram came, and he got the reward for everybody. It's okay what I said? Does it sound right?
No.
What's wrong here?
The ten generations
were sinner, and Avram Avinu got the reward for all those generations. What reward?
What kind of reward?
A punishment.
For the sinners.
For the sinner reward? What is the Mishnah telling us? And that's a Mishnah, a clear Mishnah. Asara dorot minoach ve'ad Avraham, lehodia kama erech apayim lefanav, shekol adorot ayu machisim ubaim, ad sheba Avraham avinu, ve'lakach schar kulam. 10 generations were making God very angry. And God was merciful, waited. Till Avraham Avinu came and he gave him the reward for all the sins they did. What is the Mishnah trying to tell us? Says the Rav Neventzel, unbelievable thing. This is connected directly to our parsha.
He's giving him the reward for keeping his faith in Hashem.
Yeah, but it sounds wrong because it tells us the 10 generations were making God angry. And God paid a reward to Avraham Avinu for all those generations. Yeah. Sounds very strange. In a minute you will understand what's going on here.
Okay. Did he atone for those 10 generations by finding God?
Didn't understand what?
How shall I say it?
Okay, it's to understand.
Is it those other ten generations made tshuva because of Avraham?
No tshuva. We'll see in a minute. That's why it's very difficult. You see, we read sometimes a lot of things. We don't try and understand what's written here. Because it's very clear that there is a problem here. When you read it in Hebrew, in translation to English, whatever, you see there is a problem. There are people that did sin, and one guy comes and gets the reward for what? For the sins?
No, you said that you'll explain. You'll explain.
I know. You want me to explain?
Okay. Yes, of course. Right. I am anxious.
Okay. So let's see. When Noah gets out of the ark, after the flood, what is he supposed to do now? They're supposed to go and build a new world. Where?
Wherever he stopped.
Where do you think he should stop?
Where stopped?
In Canaan? No. I mean, in Eretz Israel.
Why in Eretz Israel?
Well, he was in Ararat, which wasn't so far away.
But why do you think in Eretz Israel?
But he was studying that.
Because you have to understand, from the beginning of the world, we are all trying to get to the end of days.